What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, March 9th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And yes, the lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three. Obviously, the big story happening right now, there's a hostage situation at the Veterans Home of California in Yountville, California. It's on lockdown, and apparently there is a shooter in there dressed in black with body armor with what is being described as an automatic weapon, meaning machine gun, unless somebody made a goof and just assumed that a semi-auto was a machine gun. So far, amazingly enough, the people who are still inside the building, they're communicating on cell phones and so forth. They can't confirm that anybody's actually been injured yet, but the man has taken three hostages, which means this story is probably going to be playing out all over the weekend while they resolve this situation here. Apparently this veterans home is a home for veterans who are struggling with PTSD, and at least for the younger ones from the Iraq wars, trying to reintegrate them back into society. It's a huge facility. 1,000 people live there. And it's now surrounded by police and SWAT and so forth. And interestingly enough, the police, again, didn't go on in with the first reports of an active shooter, supposedly because of this report of an automatic weapon, although the first radio call simply described the weapon as a rifle. So a lot of confusing information. Supposedly the sheriff's department is going to have a press conference in about an hour. And I'm sure the gun grabbers are just delighted about this because they weren't really getting a lot of traction with that Parkland school shooting. So now they've got another one to wave around and say, see. But it is interesting. Again, so far they're saying they can't confirm anybody's been injured or killed. Apparently the shots were just fired into the air. So who knows what's going on over there? The only issue I have is that home is filled with experienced combat veterans, people the government trusted with military weapons. Now, if only one of them had a gun, this would be over. It's the gun-free zones that are doing it. That and the prescription psychiatric medication. All right, getting on to the domestic politics here. Martin Armstrong has a somewhat different take on Gary Cohn's resignation. And he's saying this supposed clash between Cohn and Trump on the tariffs, and there was a clash, wasn't really the issue. Is that Trump wanted to start cleaning the White House out of some of these advisors brought in by Jared Kushner, all these people who were formerly Goldman Sachs. They weren't draining the swamp, they were filling it. It's like I said, Trump went to Washington, D.C. to drain the swamp, and instead he started hiring all the alligators and water moccasins for the staff. Well, it looks like maybe that is starting to turn around here. And again, Armstrong is saying the real issue was that Cohn appeared to be serving Goldman Sachs' interests rather than those of the American people. Now, getting on back to James Comey, it now turns out that Comey has been caught in a really big lie. Comey acknowledged he purposefully leaked four memos of his conversations with Trump to a friend with the intention they would end up in the media and force the appointment or justify the appointment of a special counsel. Now, an inspector general report will allegedly cite McCabe for misleading investigators about the press leaks he engineered during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And basically, George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley is saying Comey and McCabe are in serious legal jeopardy, like go to jail legal jeopardy. And I'm sure that Jeff Sessions will come on out and say, you know, they didn't mean to do wrong. So we're just going to let them slide here. Story out of Investment Watch blog. Another example of the suppression of free thought and journalistic news stories. And it's going on about this public relations campaign that the corporate media has launched to try and resell the idea that they are the real news and everybody else is the fake news. And they've produced this promo, and the script directs the anchors to read the scripts exactly as they're written. Local stations are instructed to run the promos as frequently as possible to create maximum reach and frequency. Reach and repetition, that's a common phrase within advertising. And the instructions for the promos even include fashion tips for people to dress in jewel tones and avoid the colors red, blue, and purple so that the CNN presenters will look apolitical, neutral, and nonpartisan, which we know is absolutely ridiculous. CNN is highly partisan. They're very much biased, and their ratings are showing that people are catching on to them. Now, you've been hearing about Fusion GPS, and when they were before the Judiciary Committee, they came on out and basically identified Republican and Democratic funders of the Trump research, and it basically stopped there. But apparently, it's come on out. There are other sources of funding for this Fusion GPS. And Daniel Jones met with lawyer Adam Waldman and basically said Fusion is a shadow media organization helping the government, funded by a group of Silicon Valley billionaires and George Soros. And apparently, this information was presented to the Senate Intelligence Committee all the way back on November 3rd. Now, Soros is not coincidentally also the funder of two so-called ethics watchdog non-governmental organizations, Democracy 21 and CREW, who have been attacking Representative Nunes' committee memo. So there's Soros messing about with our world again. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Down in Texas, it has now come on out that one of the public school districts sent out emails encouraging Democratic teachers and staffers to temporarily re-register as Republican so they could skew the GOP primaries. And then after it was all over, they could go back and re-register as Democrats. So the Democrats are just being Democrats and just messing with the elections rather than dealing with the actual issues and priorities of the country. And the email that went on out basically said that the GOP primary is going to influence our lives a lot more than the Democratic primary. That's kind of a done deal. Remember, it came out in 2016. A lot of Democrats had re-registered Republican to vote in those primaries to vote against Donald Trump. And a lot of people had their party affiliations on their registrations changed for them somewhere in the computer system, so they couldn't vote in the GOP primary. We have the crookedest election system on earth right now. There's no question about it whatsoever. All right, let's get into the war zones. There's a lot of stuff going on. The Syrian army has gained the upper hand in eastern Ghouta. They're continuing to make tremendous strides there. And we've been reporting on how these East Ghouta U.S.-backed jihadis have been attacking civilians, attempting to leave the area during the five-hour humanitarian pause that Russia set on up. They started originally with just snipers shooting at people to keep them in their homes. Then they attacked this civilian convoy. The civilians got together and said, let's just leave en masse and, you know, most of us won't get shot. And they attacked that convoy. Three cars were destroyed. We don't know how many people were injured or killed on that. Notice that the corporate media has not mentioned any of this. We're having to get this information from foreign sources. Now, Iran is all of a sudden starting to talk tough. Every day when it goes, we see Trump talking about unilaterally pulling out of the P5 plus one. They're still arm-twisting Europe, trying to get those countries to say, oh, yes, we have to fix the Iran deal. To add even more weapons that Iran is not allowed to have to defend itself with from the coming invasion. So Iran basically has come on out saying that it's not going to negotiate over what it's doing in the Middle Eastern region with any countries from the West because they don't have any business being there. Iran is willing to negotiate with Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Syria and even Israel because they're part of that whole region. But they're saying, Great Britain and the United States, you have no business being here, which actually does seem to make some sense until you realize that the United States' goal in the Middle East is hegemonic domination of the oil supply there. We've been talking about all these military drills and how it's making everybody nervous. There's that one that's going on in Israel right now with U.S. forces practicing to defend against an attack by Iran. But apparently, the U.S. Army has started a massive live-fire artillery exercise involving thousands of troops from NATO nations, heavy howitzers, multiple launch rocket systems, and mortars. 3,700 troops from 26 NATO member states, including the U.S., UK, France, and Germany, and they've arrived at the Grafenwöhr range in Germany along with these heavy weapons, and they're called Exercise Dynamic Front 18, which will last until Sunday, and it has a stated goal of developing the capabilities of U.S. and allied fire units to operate side by side from identifying targets at a multinational theater level command to tactical units. In other words, they're rehearsing for a war with Russia. Now, as you know, AIPAC is just finishing up their big week in Washington, D.C., where they stand up on the stage and watch all these American politicians bow and scrape to them. Apparently, Nikki Haley was the hit of the show. More about that a little bit later here. But Tuesday, the ACLU announced that it maintains its opposition to the revisions made in the anti-BDS bill that was presented by the U.S. Congress over a year ago. And basically because that anti-BDS bill includes, well, it's a threat to the First Amendment. And the ACLU is saying if Congress passes that bill, they will take this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. There should not be an Israel exception to the First Amendment. If there are exceptions to freedom of speech, then it's not free speech, it's permitted speech. And that amounts to dictatorship. Article that we got out of IsraelandPalestineNews.org pointing out, and I think Michael Herzog was talking about this as well at the end of his show, how Israel and its partisans work to censor the internet and their well-funded, well-organized projects to basically flood social media with pro-Israel propaganda while trying to shut down and censor facts Israel dislikes. And the projects are using Israeli soldiers, students, American teenagers, and others. They've been infiltrating Wikipedia. They're trying to influence YouTube. Some of them operate out of these so-called Jewish community centers in the U.S. And these kids are being paid. A lot of these pro-Israel students going to college don't have to work a job, like down at the fast food restaurant or anything. They just sit on their computers and push the propaganda. And they have this little computer software called Megaphone, and it pops up a little window on the computers. And whenever anybody in the network sees something that is anti-Israel, that's talking about facts Israel doesn't want to come on out, they'll type it into the window, and it pops up on all the other windows, on all the other computers, and everybody knows it's time to jump on, scream you're an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater, and just junk up the discussion to make it useless. And again, this is heavily financed, well organized. Now, the other day, somebody pointed out that there was a What Really Happened chat over at a website that specializes in chat rooms and wanted me to link to it. And I said, well, I'll try a test link. But if it gets jumped on by the trolls, I'm disconnecting it because I don't have the time to be monitoring two chat rooms along with doing the radio show during the broadcast. And sure enough, as soon as the link went up, somebody was in there posting all kinds of porn and stuff, so I disconnected the button. The other side does love to play dirty, don't they? And it's not working. It's not working. The boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I can imagine that Netanyahu's probably screaming about that. Oh, the Nobel people, they're a bunch of anti-Semites. We're going to have the Americans nuke you for that. Anyway, as I said before, Nikki Haley apparently was the big star of AIPAC, and Netanyahu's out there just paying her all kinds of compliments basically said they call her Hurricane Haley because she does a wonderful job to protect Israel. And call me silly, I thought her job was to protect the U.S. I mean, I think she's supposed to be the ambassador from the United States of America. Maybe not. Maybe not. Now, as you know, Kim Jong-un has extended an invitation to Donald Trump to a direct face-to-face meeting to occur sometime before May, either later this month or during April. Trump has agreed. It's all looking very positive. Right now, obviously, North Korea has said, yeah, we're stopping all nuclear testing. And that was the precondition the U.S. Laid on. Actually, the precondition for the U.S. was to start dismantling it. North Korea stopped short of that. They're just not going to work on it anymore. But at this point, it looks like possibly under the pressure from AIPAC and Netanyahu, the emphasis for the next war has shifted away from North Korea and back to Iran. That's my read on the subject. I don't think North Korea is really off the hook. At some point, the U.S. apparently is seeking to conquer the entire world. And the two big problems with that plan are, of course, Russia and China. Now, we've been talking about the U.S. ability to actually wage a war against a military peer. I mean, the U.S. is really good at going into these little tiny countries that have already been stripped of their weapons of deterrence, that are using these old, outdated, worn-out weapons. And the U.S. looks really butch going on in there and killing a lot of people and slapping them around, except for Yemen, which isn't going all that well for Saudi Arabia and the United States. But the United States Marine Corps Commandant told Congress that recruitment is hard work. And he's saying the problem is that less than 30% of young men and women are qualified to join the military. And he's talking primarily about their physical condition, because that obesity epidemic. And here's where all those food additives come back to become an actual problem for the military. Because as we've pointed out, the obesity epidemic, it's not a lifestyle situation. There are chemicals added to manufactured food that make you want to eat more. And that's why we have so many overweight people. And overweight people are not very effective in the military. And we can add this to all the problems with our weapon systems. And speaking on that very topic, over at military.com, they're talking about the F-35, and it's already being deployed into supposedly active duty status, even though significant portions of it are still not complete. And what they're doing is they're putting it out there, and they're going to say, well, we're just going to continue upgrades and improvements while it's out there fighting the wars. And they're saying that basically over and above the actual cost of operating the aircraft and paying for the pilots and the ground crews, that just these upgrades and developments will cost $1 billion per year. And what they're saying they want to do is just make all the increments small and just ongoing, rather than try and do a big push to get the jet fully operational now, which it isn't really. It's got huge amounts of problems there. We've been talking about problems with weapons like the littoral combat ships, the stealth destroyer. And then behind it all, we have to ask, when are the sailors on the USS Ronald Reagan going to see some justice? Remember the Reagan? They went on over there to help with the Fukushima disaster, and they got seriously contaminated. In fact, the USS Ronald Reagan is still slightly radioactive. They're still sailing it. They're still exposing sailors to the radiation. But the sailors who were there for that Fukushima mission, they're sick. Some have died, and they're being ignored. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And if you are able, and folks, I cannot tell you how serious this is right now. We're in a war with the corporate media, with politicians, with everybody who wants to rule the world with lies. We're trying to get the truth out to you, and we need your help. The only way we're going to get the big money influence out of our nation is for the little money to unite together in the common cause of restoring our republic. This is really serious. We're not kidding. So if you can help, the postal address where you can send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call and become a repeat subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Now, I understand that all of you are as stretched financially as we are, as the vast majority of the country is right now. But any amount, any little tiny amount at all is going to help if it comes from enough of you. If everybody listening to this show sent in just $10, that would have a significant impact on what we're trying to do here. I mean, the first 12 years I ran my website, whatreallyhappened.com, I was able to pay for it all out of my own pocket. And I we can't do that with a radio network. We need your help. Now, the fact of the matter is most of you are probably on cable TV, and that means you are paying to be lied to. All we ask is that you are willing to pay a little bit to be told the truth. That's all we're asking. I don't think we're being completely unreasonable here. Well, down in, or rather over in Napa Valley at Yountville, I think the sheriff's spokesperson just set a new Guinness World Record for the world's shortest news conference because he got up there and said, "We don't have any information at this time." That was it. Up and gone. Why did you call a press conference? Anyway, let's talk about the economy here, because once again, we're seeing a big push to deregulate the banks, which is always the harbinger of disaster for the American people. And next week, the Senate is expected to pass the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act. I like that last one on the end there. The bill is going to roll back some of the Dodd-Frank's financial regulations, and it widens existing loopholes. Now, Republicans wrote the bill, but it has 12 Democratic co-sponsors, giving it a filibuster-proof majority. Now, the legislation exempts banks with less than $10 billion in assets from the Volcker Rule, which bars commercial banks from speculative trades, and various mortgage requirements allows banks with between $50 and $250 billion in assets to operate with less regulatory scrutiny and directs the Federal Reserve to tailor regulations to the specific balance sheets of the bigger banks rather than enforcing rules equally across the board. Now, most Democrats don't like the bill, but they don't see it as an enormously consequential rollback of their Wall Street reforms anyway. The whole problem is, yes, Wall Street and the banks have to be regulated. Left to themselves, we've seen all the fraud that came out of like Wells Fargo and Deutsche Bank. We know it was deregulation, the ending of Bretton Woods, that contributed to the 2008 crash. And we know that the conditions right now are conducive to a major crash right now. Taking that leash off of those vicious Wall Street animals is just making us all prey to their scams, their frauds. The economy is not good. We've been talking about Toys R Us's in bankruptcy. They just announced they're going to liquidate their U.S. operations. So I don't know exactly when that is going to be, but I would assume that it might be an opportunity to do this year's Christmas shopping for the little ones at a really steeply discounted price if you have some place to store whatever you're buying. And it's sad to see it go. It's another iconic U.S. retailer. And part of it is the economy, obviously. Part of it is Toys R Us, when they first opened up, they were really a cool place. They had lots of really interesting science toys, clock kits, things like that, stuff for hobbyists. And over the last several years, they really began to focus on just selling items that were branded to certain movies. You go into a Toys R Us today, it's like being in the lobby of a multi-screen cinema. You've got this movie character here and that movie character here. And after a while, you just get tired of all that. And you say, I just want a toy that isn't also an advertisement for something. Now, Claire's, which is sort of this upper teeny fashion accessory shop, they're about to file for bankruptcy. And as usual, they're blaming online retail for the problems. But online sales amounts to only 2% of consumer spending. The problem is Americans just don't have any money to buy anything beyond immediate survival. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about the economic news. Now, Elon Musk is inviting Trump to basically prod China over auto trade practices. China charges a 25% import duty on cars brought from America, 10 times the 2.5% levy the U.S. puts on China-built vehicles. So this is more of the trade war building, the consequences of Trump's tariffs, just kicking it all off on. And we're going to see a domino effect around the world from this. And it is protectionism. And one of the reasons I'm not thrilled about this is because, unfortunately, foreign-made products are better than those made in the U.S. for the most part, certainly in terms of the price that you have to pay for them. And I say that, again, going through my experience with cars. I've had, you know, great foreign cars. The few American cars I've had were all disasters. I had a Ford Econoline van that burned up its engine. And yeah, great, you've got a warranty, but I don't want a piece of paper that says we'll take care of you if our cruddy product breaks down. I want to be able to buy a product that I don't have to worry about breaking down all the time. This Hyundai that we just got has a 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on it. which tells me they've built it to last because they don't want to spend money on recalls. It's a loss there. The key to economic prosperity, yes, we have to bring back the factories and the jobs, but we also have to make a push to make better quality products, and we have to start developing new technologies that other countries do not have, like we did during the Apollo Moon program that led to the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then we have to not foolishly just send those technologies to other countries because it makes a fast buck in the short term. Because now, right now, we're seeing the long-term consequences of that foolish thinking. Now, there's another article that came out over at Conservative Tribune saying that one of the reasons that Trump may have gone with the tariffs, it's going to drive the price of any products using steel or aluminum up. And that means taxes associated with those products will also go up. So it's not just consumer spending that's going to be strained for beer cans, cars, washing machines, and so forth. It's actually going to they're going to be added taxes onto the products because when products are subject to taxes and tariffs, it's passed along to the consumer. So the price is going to go on up a lot more than just the amount of the tariffs. Now, as you know, Bitcoin has been going up and down and up and down, and everybody thinks it's wonderful, and I'm still not sure one way or the other. But Bix Weir released a YouTube video basically confirming there has been intentional manipulated crashes of Bitcoin during the last 3 months. The games they're playing to keep the price of gold down, they're doing it to Bitcoin. And Bix explained that Mt. Gox trustee sold about $500 million worth of bitcoins between December 2017 to February 2018 to crash the value, which is exactly what happened. So they still want to keep us enslaved to those Federal Reserve notes on which interest must be paid. Another article out of Investment Watch blog, with trade deficits soaring, who will buy U.S. treasuries? Well, actually, a lot of countries have started dumping their U.S. treasuries. And what's happening is the Federal Reserve is just creating more money out of thin air to buy up those U.S. treasuries. And they own a lot of them now. The problem is there's a treasury bond bubble. And at some point, that too will burst. Now, over at HSBC, they're warning that the February risk correction may be just the start, that we should expect more trouble on the stock market, despite the best efforts of the plunge protection team. The United States United Steelworkers president is out there saying the World Trade Organization is a total disgrace. So, again, the trade war has hit for real. It has hit for real. Another story coming on out here. The economy has never recovered. It's an illusion. Wake up. I've been saying that all along. When you look at the retail vacancies, iconic retailers going out of business, the homeless and hungry on the streets, the soaring crime, which is, of course, linked to the declining economy, because people don't just get up one day and say, I think I'll be a criminal. You know, I'm tired of being an accountant. I'm going to go on out and be a criminal. No, people turn to crime to survive, and that is a reality. And this is all global. British retailers are getting hit hard, just like here in the United States. This is spreading to all countries. Credit card usage is slowing. People are maxed out, or they are simply trying to get out of debt before it all comes apart. We're seeing a lot of the same things that we saw before the crash of 2008. Half of U.S. companies are losing money. How can you say there's a recovery? It's starting to look a lot like 1987. Credit's going to be a major problem. The U.S. does not import 90% of its aluminum, only about half. The other comes from recycling. The facts are in, and it shows our economy is in serious, serious trouble. And as usual, we're going to be propagandized about it. Oh, it's great. Look at the stock market. Everything's wonderful. Everything is wonderful. Remember when we ran that story about how there are people working at Google, one of the world's richest corporations, and despite the fact they had full-time jobs, they were still living in their cars because they couldn't afford an apartment. Well, it turns out Google isn't the only place. 10% of Disneyland's employees are actually homeless. Many more have to have food stamps to supplement their meager salary. It's embarrassing. The economy is working really well for those at the very, very top. The GOP tax plan underscored that. We have descended into fascism. All the money is flowing to the top, and the people at the top think that's just fine. Now, here's an interesting story. Over in Belgium, they had this bank which had something like 16 billion euros that were frozen funds from Libya. Remember when that whole thing with Gaddafi was going on down? They sanctioned him. They froze his funds. Well, apparently in the fall of last year, there was an investigation into money laundering, and they sought to basically seize the 16 billion euros, and it turned out most of it had disappeared, and nobody has any idea where it went. This from what is supposed to be a major bank. So somebody got away with a lot of money there. Somebody just sent me, let's see, I just got an email here about Toys R Us. I think Toys R Us is falling victim to the demographic winter. Fewer kids mean fewer toys, hence fewer toy stores. Well, maybe, maybe, but there are people like Claire and I, you know, when it comes Christmas, we buy toys for family, we buy toys for the neighbor's kids. We don't spend a lot of money, but at least we're out there. I think it really is because the toys, like everything else, have been cheapened and made decadent. Like I said, you walk into a Toys R Us, everything you look at is an advertisement for some other movie or TV show or something else. It's all branded, tied in. And I think part of that problem is that it stifles the imagination of the kids. The toy comes with what you're supposed to imagine. When I was a kid, Legos were simply the bricks and a few other special parts. Now you go on in and you buy a Lego set that is set up to make just one thing, an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars or something else from some other movie or some other famous American car. Where does the kid get to exercise their own imagination? Anyway, let's talk about what's going on with immigration and the refugee crisis. Up in Oakland, their mayor, which is Libby, hang on, I got it in here somewhere, Libby Schaaf, or Schaaf, basically came on out saying that Jeff Sessions is distorting reality to promote a racist agenda. Now, Sessions has accused the mayor of needlessly endangering the lives of law enforcement officers to promote this radical open borders agenda. And Schaaf is out there saying, no, it's Sessions who's promoting a racist agenda. Dear Mayor Libby, illegal is not a race. It is a crime. These people are criminals. And it looks like the mayor is losing the public relations battle because there was a poll and nearly half of American voters favor prosecuting Mayor Libby Schaaf for tipping off illegal aliens to an ICE raid last week, which reportedly allowed criminals with violent and sex-related convictions to evade capture. It's not just the fact that they're illegal immigrants. They were criminals. They were criminal illegal immigrants, violent crimes, rape. And Mayor Schaaf just gave them a warning to let them go away. That's obstruction of justice. She should be arrested and prosecuted. It's a Title VIII violation. Now, we understand that Jeff Sessions is suing the state of California and certain individuals over the sanctuary city policies and wants to have them declared unconstitutional because, again, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we have to open our borders. All nations have a legitimate sovereign right to control who comes into the country and who does not. Even in the grand heyday of immigration to the United States, Statue of Liberty, they would see the Statue of Liberty next stop, Ellis Island, where their papers would be checked. They would be screened for infectious diseases. And those who had incurable diseases were sent back. Those with known criminal records were sent back. Open borders has been a disaster. Well, now Judicial Watch has already been in court challenging San Francisco over its sanctuary policy. So the lawsuits are starting to pile on up. Now, this one is really going to get you upset because it gets me upset. Yahoo News, in a 7,000-word essay earlier this week, hailed a, quote, new generation of anti-gentrification activists, end quote, and goes on to say that these activists have rejected the old peaceful forms of resistance for terroristic threats and violence aimed at frightening off invaders. Now, Defend Boyle Heights is a group of activists, mostly of Mexican descent, who are angry over being displaced by white invaders in their Los Angeles communities. And now they want to resort to violence to keep these American neighborhoods Hispanic. This has already gone way, way too far. Now, Samantha Power, one of the top diplomats in the Obama administration, has joined the chorus of voices blaming Russia for the Italian election outcome. Now, as you know, Italy just had elections, and the Eurosceptic parties cleaned up. The pro-EU parties did not do well at all. It was a shock to Brussels. It was a shock to the corporate media. And because the attitude apparently is that everybody wants to live under a global dictatorship. What's wrong with you people? It will be wonderful. It'll be just like Baltimore, for example, or Chicago, or Detroit, or Flint, Michigan. It's going to be heaven on earth. So obviously, if the Eurosceptic parties won, it had to be Russian interference. These people are jumping the shark. Russia's not to blame for all the ills in the world. The main reason so many member states of the EU are straining to get out of the EU is that open border policy. It is wrecking their homes. And they don't want that anymore. And they're very angry that those leaders who are tangled up with George Soros' New World Order are not listening to the voters. Well, the voters spoke in Italy. It was not a Russian plot. It was not a Russian interference or hacking. The Italian voters are fed up with the refugees, and they want a government that is going to deal with that issue. Now, as you know, on yesterday's show, we had Wolfgang Halbig, and I got a ton of emails basically praising having him on the show, praising him for his remarkable work. And following up on that, there was an article over at Touchstone Connect. Florida shootings, questions that must be answered, and if not, why not? This is basically a summation of many of the points that Wolfgang and other people have made. Eyewitness Stacy Lipple was the teacher. She got nicked by a bullet. She was not in shock. I saw a photo of her arm. It was a graze. Basically, that was it. And she saw a man dressed in black, looked like a policeman, with body armor, with a gun she'd never seen before. And he was shooting people. Now, that actually got out on the corporate media during interview. They weren't expecting her to say that. And needless to say, Stacy has not been invited back on any of the shows talking about the Florida shooting. Now, we have confirmed Nicholas Cruz was on heavy psychotropic drug prescriptions. And he looked extremely drugged out when he was arrested and extremely drugged out when he made his appearance in court. And as Wolfgang pointed out yesterday, the Broward County Sheriff will not release any of the school videos. Do you remember when this story first broke And I said, I wasn't sure that Nicholas was the shooter. We had an obvious shill caller into the show saying, oh, no, there's a video. I've seen it. Or I've got a friend who's seen it. And yes, there's absolutely a video of Nicholas Cruz doing the shooting inside the school. And he gave me a URL, and I went on over, and it was basically some corporate media talking heads describing the video but not showing it, which kind of reminds me when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and the Zapruder film was described to us but never shown until Jim Garrison's trial of Clay Shaw. It's got that kind of a feel to it. Going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Parkland. We're going down the laundry list of all the reasons why this looks very suspicious. Nicholas Cruz's court, government-appointed attorney, entered a guilty plea without demanding any forensic evidence to determine whether he was really guilty or not. Wolfgang pointed that out yesterday as well. Supposedly, Nicholas Cruz confessed to the crime. But that's all they've got. They don't have any evidence that he was actually the shooter. They did the same thing to James Earl Ray, the patsy in the Martin Luther King assassination. You got a court-appointed lawyer who said, if you plead guilty, you'll be treated with leniency. So James Earl Ray said, okay, on the advice of my attorney, I'm pleading guilty. And the judge gave him life without possibility of parole, at which point James Earl Ray said, I want to change my plea. And the judge said, nope, too late. We got you. The other one that was really odd is the Florida Attorney General has offered to pay the funeral expenses for all the deceased. And there's a question. Are those who accepted that money for the funerals do so under the condition that they may not discuss it or dispute the official story? Why would an attorney general do that? We have the FBI did nothing when they had over 40 specific instances showing that Nicholas Cruz had mental instability. They had numerous occasions to intervene, and they did not. You have that student who said she was actually talking with Cruz at the time the shooting started. So it couldn't have been him. These are questions that all need answering. Now, Gun Owners of America has sent out a warning alert. Dianne Feinstein, who herself conceals carry, I might add, is back pushing for even stricter gun control with Senate Bill 2095 and House Resolution 5087. And these are even worse than the one they tried a year ago. Remember the Clinton-Feinstein bill, or the Feinstein-Sicilene bill, where you had to have two cosmetic features to declare a gun an assault rifle. One was like a pistol grip, and some other stuff, purely cosmetic. And the new bills only require one. And their bill also outlaws standard capacity magazines, not the extended standard capacity magazines. They want you to have even smaller magazines. So the police and soldiers can outgun you. That's what this is all about. The Second Amendment is about reserving to the American people military force equal to that the government has in order to keep the government from becoming a dictatorship. And every dictatorship in history has disarmed their population. We'll be right back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.